Are the 49ers for real, people? Because the San Francisco 49ers put an absolute butt-whooping on the Cleveland Browns on Monday Night Football. I honestly thought this would be a good game. But then again, I knew nothing about the 49ers. Now, I say that because I knew the 49ers, but I didn't know if they were for real. And I never thought they were for real. I did not take them seriously, and that's my fault. I admit when I'm wrong, but so did half of America. Because we remember all the storylines. We were talking about it in the offseason on the show, how Jimmy Garoppolo threw 5 interceptions in a training camp practice and looked awful. Now, nonetheless, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't do much in this game, okay? Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have to throw as much. The play action set him up for as little as he did. Kyle Shanahan is a genius with his run schemes. And you got to remember this. We've been talking about the Redskins for a long time, which, by the way, the Redskins announced again this giant roller coaster of an organization they are. They went from Case Keenum to Dwayne Haskins to Colt McCoy, and now entering week 6 with a new head coach, they went with Case Keenum again. Jeez. And the Redskins fired Shanahan back in the day because they thought he was the problem. Dan Snyder needs to look in the mirror, doesn't he? But then again, this whole handshake gate before we get into it. Have you guys heard about what the handshake gate is? The handshake gate is basically Richard Sherman, the cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers, and Baker Mayfield. Sherman tried to go out of his way and say Baker Mayfield didn't shake his hand before the coin flip. Cry me a river, even if that was true. But that's sportsmanship. I get it. Well, to come find out today, because Richard Sherman actually joined the Pat McAfee show. Pat McAfee, former punter for the Indianapolis Colts, now one of the hardest working men in sports media. He apologized because he was wrong. He just made that up, and he admitted he made that up. There's cameras everywhere on an NFL football field, at least 54 of them, to be exact. And there was multiple angles of the coin flip, which either it's a slow news day on a Tuesday when this came out or something, because they went through and they looked at the film and they found out Baker Mayfield actually did shake Richard Sherman's hand. And this ended up being a whole controversy, blah, blah, blah. Sherman announced he was wrong, he lied, he's sorry. Baker Mayfield came out and said, well, it's about time. It's probably the only time the cameras have done me any justice. But you know who they did do justice for? Nick Bosa, one of the many fabulous pass rushers for the San Francisco 49ers. Do you remember back in the day when Baker Mayfield played for Oklahoma? And I don't remember who they were playing, but before the game, he ran out with the Oklahoma flag, was waving it, celebrating, and then planted it into the turf on the opposing team's logo. Baker Mayfield got so much crap for doing that. And I'm trying to find out who that was against. It was against Ohio State. That's correct. He did that on the Buckeyes logo. And Oklahoma won that game. But then Nick Bosa sacked Baker. And he basically, his sack celebration, he pretended he had a flag. And he planted it as hard as he could to make fun of Baker Mayfield. And Nick Bosa's not one to talk usually, people. Here's what he had to say following the game.
I don't usually talk, but this game, he had it coming. So, but he didn't say one word back. So,
well, what'd you say, just an example?
I was just screaming his name, like, Baker, Baker, you good? Come on, pick it up. We want a challenge.
He said, Baker, 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 pick it up, man. You good? We want a challenge. That's funny. I don't think I've ever heard Nick Bosa's voice in my life.